Hey, you know what I've developed, I would say within the past year?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And I used to make fun of people for this, but now I have this condition.
Gayness.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I came on here this morning with the express purpose of helping your show.
Did you?
Then I don't appreciate it.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
In fact, I love the feel of a good box.
All right. God almighty.
You can't play that out of context.
Well, what do you mean? We were going to play it in context and let other people take it out of context.
On the little ticket.
All right, 7:58 on the ticket. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. He's been a big player the last couple of years. He's back again this week. And I'd like to defend him because the hard line, they had a tough weekend. I mean, they came back from California just a few days later. They flew to Canton. And then they went to the party of all parties on Friday night at the Hall of Fame. And they stayed out late into the night, Friday into Saturday morning. Then they went to the inductions ceremony on Saturday. So you could see after they flew back to Dallas why they weren't quite with it on Monday. And that's the case with Rhines, who wasn't really sure which segment they were doing.
All right, so we are back from a big weekend at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, where we were there for the induction ceremony. We were there for Jerry's big party, and we did the show from up there for a couple days, and that gave us plenty of opportunity to do a little ambling through the Pro Football Hall of Fame and see just what they had there.
We're doing induction here.
Straight up induction. Okay.
Sorry.
All right, the induction was Saturday. The speeches were long, and everybody seems to be freaking out today.
Was Ryan exactly sure where they were going when that started?
No.
We were... And I feel for him. He was obviously trying to knock some cobwebs out there.
It sounded like he'd been tranked.
Boy, that would be a good slowdown, wouldn't it?
Yes. Hey, Jared, can you slow that down?
I mean, it's already slowed down a little bit, but boy, if we really slowed that one down, we'd have something.
Wouldn't that be a good idea for a week to have somebody up here with a trank gun, and each day he's going to shoot one ticket host, and then that host has to broadcast tranquilized.
God, that'd be great.
I feel like that almost every morning.
Well, we should do that.
Lack of sleep.
We could do it with pills. You know, get like, what is a sleeping pill? Ambien or something like that.
It's funnier with the trank gun, though. It's like an old school.
Because a person has to be shot.
Yeah. And you'll hear the,
no, dude. You got a dart in your neck.
What?
All right, well, there's Rhines. Are we going to slow it down, or you want to come back to that another time?
It's a process.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. That's good, Jer.
Good, Jer.
Thank
you, Jer.
I'm glad you know about the process. All right, well, there's Rhines, candidate number one. Candidate number two, also from the hard line, is Danny. Now, is this a horrible joke? You'll have to be the judge of that, but it certainly did cause a layout last night on the hard line.
I honestly don't know. Jim Herman.
Jim Herman.
But maybe someone else will know who Jim Herman is.
I wonder if he has a pet hermit. Crab.
Crab.
What? Don't look at me.
If I would have said that,
what?
The station would have gone under.
The same thing would have happened.
We would have stopped broadcasting.
The dead air light went on in here. Dwayne's on his way down. Just make sure everything's okay.
Jim Herman has won one time on the PGA Tour, the Shell Houston Open last year.
Herman's Hermits? No one? No?
It would have been better if he had said, I wonder if he has pet hermits. Since they were Herman's Hermits.
Hermits, right. I don't think that would have helped him in that case, but you're right. That would have made it a better joke.
Not helped him with that crew.
No,
for
not,
sure.
That crew wasn't going to support that joke. Not at all. I love the Danny. What? Impatient. What? All right, one more time, just for humor.
I honestly don't know. Jim Herman.
Jim Herman.
But maybe someone else will know who Jim Herman is.
I wonder if he has a pet hermit. Crab. What? Don't look at me.
If I would have said that,
what?
The station would have gone under.
The same thing would have happened.
We would have stopped broadcasting.
The dead air light went on in here. Dwayne's on his way down. Just make sure everything's okay.
Jim Herman has won one time on the PGA Tour, the Shell Houston Open last year.
If you notice there, Danny, not getting laughs, throws in the word crab.
Yes.
Crab.
Crab. Anyway.
I also like the music continuing on just for like three or four notes, and then it drops off. All right, funny. Candidate number three. I always have a hard time with this name.
George Dunham.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. George Dunham. They say, Jer says, I had an odd observation. I think I was just trying to help you guys out with a little history, but once again, laid out on by a bunch of sorry co-host.
VH1 named Deborah Harry the 12th greatest woman of rock and roll all time.
Not singer, just the 12th greatest woman.
That's what it says.
Huh.
Blondie was also the name of Hitler's dog. Well, if y'all want to learn history, I was just throwing out a fact.
Why do you know so much about Hitler's menagerie?
Yeah, why three times every segment do you bring it back to Hitler?
It's once in the last month that I've now brought it back to Hitler.
Mark that.
Yeah, that there's a really good drop in there.
Yeah, because there wasn't another sound to be heard, for sure.
Well, what other stuff do you know about him?
That's about it. What you were telling me in Oxnard, that you thought his dog really liked him.
What?
What are you talking about?
He had a conversation with you,
yes,
claiming that Hitler's dog really liked him?
Man, Hitler's dog really liked him. You know that? Well, yeah, Gordon, I guess. This is his dog.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, sorry. I did kind of blurt that out, that was Hitler's dog's name. But I wondered, is that why she called herself Blondie?
She did not name herself after Hitler's dog. Probably. Why would you not think it had something to do with her hair color right. First? That should always be first guess.
Yeah, there was that too, I guess, yeah. All right, well, those are your three candidates, Rhines, Danny, or George. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I would like to vote for the Holocaust-like diarrhea of George Dunham.
Jeez.
Yeah, don't say that. Either word there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George, you can probably relate to this. I started dating this nice girl, very young gal. She's got an infant son. Her husband, I guess, had passed away in some kind of weird extreme sport accident, hang gliding or something like that. So I took her to Long John Silver's because, I thought Long John Silver's is a little bit under Red Lobster, but over Burger King. So you know what I mean?
No.
Well, then she took out.
We have time for this or? Feed.
Yeah, you
hurry.
Got time.
No, we don't. Next.
You're out. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for George and Christy Wilson's giant jugs of beer.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
George's Sighal hemorrhoids.
Hello, you're on ticket radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I would like to vote for the meatloaf potty maker of George Dunham.
Man.
Gross.
Oh, sick. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Vote for Third Reich Giorgio, please.
That is not an authorized nickname, but somehow, how did I win?
That was fast.
Yeah. And I win? By trying to give a history lesson, I win.
That was unanimous.
Just about. I guess Danny got one vote. All right, let's hear it again.
VH1 named Deborah Harry the 12th greatest woman of rock and roll all time.
Not singer, just the 12th greatest woman.
That's what it says.
Huh.
Blondie was also the name of Hitler's dog. Well, if y'all want to learn history, I was just throwing out a fact.
Why do you know so much about Hitler's menagerie?
Yeah, why three times every segment do you bring it back to Hitler?
It's once in the last month that I've now brought it back to Hitler.
Mark that.
Yeah, that there's a really good drop in there.
Yeah, because there wasn't another sound to be heard, for sure.
Well, what other stuff do you know about him?
That's about it. What you were telling me in Oxnard, that you thought his dog really liked him.
What?
What are you talking about?
He had a conversation with you,
yes,
claiming that Hitler's dog really liked him.
Man, Hitler's dog really liked him. You know that? Well, yeah, Gordon, I guess. This is his dog.
You're an idiot.
He did actually say that to me, but he was talking about his Norm MacDonald routine that he was watching, because that's the name of his comedy special, right?
Hitler's dog. Hitler's dog and something else.
Blondie was also the name of Hitler's dog. All right, how many wins, Fernando?
75th win. You're 13 behind Norman Chokehold Hitzkus.
All right, wow. And then just for laughs, here is the Rhines e-brake candidate slowed down.
It's been tranked.
It's been darted.
All right, so we're back from a big weekend at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, where we were there for the induction ceremony. We were there for Jerry's big party.
Party.
And we were did the show from up there for a couple days, and they gave us plenty of opportunity to do a little ambling through the Pro Football Hall of Fame and see just what they had there.
We're doing induction here.
Oh, we're... Oh, straight up induction. Okay. Oh! All right, boy. The induction was Saturday.
Wow.
The speeches were long. And
what a boring show that is.
Boy, Jer, good job on leaving Corby at normal speed.
That is great.
We're doing induction talk here.
Induction talk. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man, that is funny.